He did talk to you. I guess it kind of be remiss if we didn't talk about that play in the box where the foul got called.
Yeah.
Could you talk it out for us and tell us what you saw on that play?
I mean, obviously it's hard to say. You know, obviously the ball came in. Boxy did a great job, won the ball in the air, played it across, and I was there to tap it in. And obviously the ref saw some sort of foul, and I mean, it happens a lot in soccer, so. You live with it.
There were a lot of calls that seemed to be frustrating for your team tonight. Does this happen like on a regular basis, and tonight was just kind of one of those nights where it seemed like everything was going against you, or what kind of?
No, I mean, we got to give Chicago credit. They really pressed us, and you know, they came in hard for every tackle, and you know, I thought we did a fairly good job responding to it. I think it's one of the first times we faced too much adversity in a game, and I thought we dealt with it well. Obviously, it would have been nice to put a goal in, but these things happen, you know, and there's not much you can do about it. You know, if it happens in the championship, we're going to have to deal with it too. So it's a good learning experience for us.
What does the offense have to do now that they see that teams are really packing it in the middle and kind of forcing you outside? What do you have to do as an offensive unit to kind of counteract to that?
No, I just think spread the ball out wide, like you said. For probably the past 2 months, we've been playing with two up top, with Martin and I up front. And, you know, teams have sort of figured it out to, you know, almost man mark us and then play with, like, a holding midfielder to try and cut off the service to us. And it's worked, you know, with Atlanta and then Chicago. But even in the second half against Chicago, we moved to three up top, and I thought we created a lot of chances, getting the ball wide. And, you know, obviously if teams are going to adjust to us, we need to adjust to them too.
It's been there's been a few games where the offense has really scored and won the game for your team. Mm-hmm. Now the defense is chipping in and getting the shutouts, mm-hmm. so you're still getting points in the standings. Is there, like, you know, as an offensive player, do you go back to the defenders and be like, you know, sorry, we couldn't put one in the net, but thanks for shutting them out and getting us that point?
I mean, in a way, yeah. You know, our defense has been rock solid all season, and you know, it's part of sports. You know, you win a game 4-0, and all the attackers get all the accolades. But our back line and Nicole Barnhart, you know, they've played tremendously this whole season, and you know, these games where we can't buy a goal, you know, they're getting us a shutout, so we still get a point. So they're doing a tremendous job.
On that apparent goal, the referee's been kind of letting it go. I mean, calling it certain ways all match, and all of a sudden, did you see what went down? It was a confusion. It looked like you were celebrating, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, it was confusing because the way the ref pointed, it's like it looked like he was pointing for a goal, but then. Obviously, it was a foul. But no, it was just, you know, Shannon Box. I think he called her for getting over the top of one of their defenders. But, you know, it's tough. I mean, those calls get called quite a bit inside the 18 and nowhere else on the field. And, you know, for someone like Boxy, it's tough when you're a tall player and you tend to get those calls called against you quite often.
Did you sense this match kind of feisty? I mean, tempers?
Oh, yeah. I think that's something our team has to expect, you know. We've built ourselves a pretty comfortable lead, and the rest of the league is, you know, fighting for their lives, fighting for a playoff spot. And, you know, they come to play us, and these teams need 3 points. So we've got to expect it.
All right, thanks.
How is it frustrating playing a match like this where, you know, they're packing it in? And I mean, it's like, it's sort of, you know, ugly football, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it's frustrating, but we need to learn how to adapt to it and still manage to play the way we want to. But you know, something interesting with this game, I think especially in that second half, it shows that we can play the ugly game, if you will. You know, we're feisty as well. Obviously, we like to keep the ball and keep possession and play that way. But when it's a battle, it's good to see that we can battle too.
Yeah, it seemed like they started to open it up a little bit in the second, and then you guys, that, you know, let the accelerator go for you guys.
Yeah, and, you know, we moved to three up top to put a little bit more pressure on their back line, so they wouldn't have the time and space to find their midfielders or play that perfect long ball. And I think it really shut them down, so they were forced to, you know, play a little bit quicker, and they lost the ball a lot. And, you know, for the most part, we were able to keep them inside their half.
Thanks. What about the psychology for going for the, you know, you guys have now, you're clinched a playoff spot, 6 matches left. Teams are, I don't know how they're going to play you, but try to do whatever they can to stop you, it seems.
Yeah.
How is that going to be as far as psychologically preparing yourself, trying to peak for the playoffs?
Yeah, I think we just, you know, have to keep working hard day in and day out in practice. Knowing that we've clinched a playoff spot, I mean, obviously at the start of the season, that's a goal you have in mind, but now that we have this, we want more. You know, we want to clinch, you know, hosting, you know, the first round, then the second, and, you know, hopefully we finish first and just get a bite of the championship, but one step at a time. And, you know, with quite a few of the players from the Seoul last year now on our team, you know, they've been through this before where they clinch first place with a ways to go in the season, and they sort of, you know, stumbled a little bit at the end and obviously couldn't win the championship. So that's something we're not going to allow to happen.
It helps having the LA players that remind you every day.
Oh, for sure. You know, hearing stories of what they went through last year, you know, knowing that they're first with, I don't know what it was, 3-4 games to go in the season. And, you know, they even admit that it seemed they took their foot off the gas pedal a little bit and it cost them in the end. And that's something that, you know, we won't let happen.
I guess if you play matches like Atlanta and this, it's not going to.
Yeah, I mean, this. Obviously, we've been, you know, we've had a very successful season. But any team in this league can beat anyone. I mean, I think we've been on the right side of some luck, to be honest, throughout the season. And, you know, we've won games that could have been a tie, or we've tied games that we could have lost. And, you know, we've managed to get, you know, a big lead. But, you know, any team in this league can beat us, and we know that.
Thanks.
Thanks.